From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria and for the two countries to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After a marathon negotiation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. The U.N. envoy to Syria, Stephen de Mistura, describes the ceasefire this way.
It creates a real window of opportunity, which all relevant actors in the region and beyond should seize to put the crisis in Syria on a different path and reduce the violence and the suffering of the Syrian people.
Meantime, Mr. Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangements and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear tests and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
The Council must use every tool at its disposal to change North Korea's calculus. We know that divisions on the Council only embolden the DPRK to further provocation, so we must send a clear, united, and strong message that the international community will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
China responded to news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meanwhile, China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation and environmental pollution from the tests. Two bomb blasts outside a shopping mall in Baghdad have killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens more. Iraqi security forces say at least one of the explosions that struck just before midnight Friday was caused by a suicide bomber. Islamic State has been blamed for the attack. This is VOA News. A boiler exploded at a packaging factory near Bangladesh's capital on Saturday, killing at least 22 people and injuring dozens of others. The blast triggered a fire at the factory outside Dhaka that produces and prints plastic packaging for potato chips and other household goods. The deadly blast is being investigated. Sunday marks the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday in his weekly address, the day was one of the darkest in our nation's history.
15 years ago, a September day that began like any other became one of the darkest in our nation's history. The Twin Towers were reduced to rubble. The Pentagon was in flames. A Pennsylvania field burned with the wreckage of an airplane. And nearly 3,000 innocent lives were lost. This weekend, we honor their memory once more. We stand with the survivors who still bear the scars of that day. We thank the first responders who risked everything to save others.
On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago. Iran has begun building its second nuclear power plant with the help of Russia. The new plant is in the same southern port city where its only operational nuclear power plant is now located. The plant is expected to take 10 years to complete. More than 2 million worshippers are expected to begin the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia on Saturday. The Hajj is an act of faith required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. During the Hajj, pilgrims seek forgiveness for their sins and meditate on their faith. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he is not convinced Moscow is trying to manipulate the U.S. election through cyber attacks. In an interview aired on Russian-controlled television, Trump said it is pretty unlikely the Kremlin is involved in hacking the Democratic National Committee. Meanwhile, the Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton, says half of Trump's supporters belong in a, quote, basket of deplorables. Speaking in New York, she described those supporters as racist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. Her words, the election in the United States now some 58 days away. Once again, recapping some of our top stories, the United States announcing has a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Details on more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.